Radio Gdańsk English News.
Good afternoon. It's Monday, May 9th, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News, read by Elizabeth Peck. Yesterday marked the 77th anniversary of Nazi Germany's surrender on May 8th, 1945, an act that ended World War II in Europe and began decades of communist repression in Poland and other countries of Central Europe. In Gdańsk, commemorations were held at the monument to those who defended the Polishness of Gdańsk near Targ Rybny in the city center. The ceremony was led by the president of the Gdańsk branch of the Union of War Invalids of the Republic of Poland and attended by residents and elected officials, including current Gdańsk mayor Aleksandr Dulkiewicz. In her comments, Dulkiewicz referenced the war in Ukraine, lamenting that the evil that brought so much suffering during World War II is now returning to the Ukrainian lands occupied by the Russian army. World War II officially ended completely with the unconditional surrender of Japan on September 2, 1945. In a move welcomed by local and national officials, the embassy of the Russian Federation in Warsaw has canceled today's planned ceremony at a monument commemorating Russian soldiers. In its communique, the embassy wrote that Poland's foreign ministry did not recommend that the observation should be held. There is a large cemetery and mausoleum of Russian soldiers in Warsaw. In Russia, in contrast to most of Europe and other Western countries, May 9th is celebrated as Victory Day. It is typically marked by an elaborate military parade in Moscow and a series of speeches and commemorations by Russian officials. Analysts and other officials in the West have long speculated that Putin will take this opportunity to officially declare war in Ukraine, a possibility Russia's foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, denied last week in an interview with the Moscow Times. A number of political figures made surprise visits to Ukraine yesterday, including the First Lady of the United States, Dr. Jill Biden, and the Prime Minister of Canada, Justin Trudeau. Dr. Biden, the wife of U.S. President Joe Biden, made her surprise visit to Ukraine Sunday afternoon, spending 2 hours in Uzhgorod, a Ukrainian city on the border with Slovakia. Along with her Ukrainian counterpart, First Lady Olena Zelenska, Biden focused on visiting mothers and their children displaced by the war, including stopping at a primary school in Uzhgorod to meet with Ukrainian children. During his visit to Ukraine, Trudeau visited Irpin near Kyiv to see with his own eyes what Irpin Mayor Alexander Markushin described on Twitter as the horror that the Russian occupiers committed against our city. Afterward, Trudeau announced additional Canadian sanctions against those complicit in Putin's war, as well as additional military assistance including drone cameras, satellite imagery, small arms, ammunition, and funding for demining operations. Two Polish runners beat out thousands of other participants in Poland and around the world to take second place in the annual Wings for Life global charity race yesterday. The global run began simultaneously around the world at 1 p.m. Polish time. Some 8,000 participants were chased through the streets of Poznan by a catcher car driven by Polish ski jumping legend Adam Małysz. Runners caught by the car were then out of the race. Those unable to travel to Poznan could also participate via the help of a special phone app voiced by Małysz. Over 160,000 participants worldwide joined this year's race, which raised funds to support research on spinal cord injuries. First place in the men's category went to Japan's Joe Fukada, who ran 64.4 kilometers. Nina Zarina of the USA took first in the women's category with a distance of 56 kilometers. They were followed by Poland's Dariusz Nożyński and Patrycja Talar. More information on the charity can be found on our website at radiogdansk.pl.
The weather.
Today will be a mix of sun and clouds with a strong breeze coming in from the northeast and very little chance of rain. Temperatures will be slightly cooler than yesterday, with a high around 12 degrees centigrade or 53 degrees Fahrenheit, dropping to an overnight low of 4 degrees centigrade or 39 degrees Fahrenheit. Tomorrow is set to be pleasantly warm and sunny, with a chance for rain returning midweek. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and those around you.